For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Ezekiel 18 verse 4 and then verse 20. Are we there? 1, 2, 3. Let's read verse 4 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Behold, all souls are mine. And don't forget that this is an Old Testament scripture. I'll praise the Lord. Behold, all souls are mine. Yes. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That means somebody else will not die for another sin. Is that true? Now this is since Old Testament. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that very important. Number 20. Verse 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. Hallelujah. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. So it means, right from the Old Testament, the sin of the Father is not supposed to be upon the Son. And the sin of the Son is not supposed to be on the Father. Praise the Lord. That is right. This is right from the book of Ezekiel. Praise the Lord. So, this evening we'll be looking at breaking transgenerational weaknesses. Not the topic, breaking transgenerational weaknesses. Weaknesses. Praise the Lord. Now, a weakness means an area of vulnerability. Praise the Lord. An area of vulnerability, an area of powerlessness. A fault or a defect in character. Look at that. And then, I want to... it is true that sometimes a child can have the weakness of his father. All together. And then sometimes the strength of the father. Is it true? Is it true that nowadays, or is it practical in our lives that we see that some children suffer for the sin of their parents? Is it true? But we just saw a scripture now right from the Old Testament text that the sins of the father is not supposed to be, the son is not supposed to suffer. So why is it like this? I will give us a reason and I explain to you why it's like that. All together. Why do we suffer? Or why do some people suffer what their parents have done? Why is it affecting them? All together. It's not supposed to be like that. That is even before the death of Jesus Christ. Don't talk about when he's died. All together. So why is it that but this is a reality. Just like in the Bible, nobody should be poor. Praise the Lord. But why is there many Christians that are still poor? There's a reason. That means it can be explained. There should be a reason. That's true. The Bible, everybody should be married. Why is it when people are not married? That means there's something that is wrong somewhere. There are certain things that the Bible have clearly said this should be like this. But we discover that it's not like that. Then we should be able to look for the answers and then learn how to exempt ourselves from it. Altogether. So we just read that the sins of the father should not affect us. What my father did or my great grandparent did should not affect us. Hallelujah. Now, so some fact about generational causes or generational transfer, I want you to note, very, very important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, once we are saved, everybody that is saved is grafted into a new family. Are we together? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. What does this say? Popular scripture. What does this say? Whosoever is born of God is what? It's a new creation or new creature. Which one? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Whosoever, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Are we together? That is a new whole being altogether. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Become new. Titus chapter 3 verse 5. Titus chapter 3 verse 5. Hallelujah. What does this say? Titus 3, 5.
Not by works of righteousness.
Yes.
Which we have done.
Yes.
But according to his mercy, he saved us.
Yes.
By the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Not by works of righteousness. Altogether. Which we have done. But according to his mercy, he saved us. Now this is what I want you to note. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. You know what it means to regenerate? Have you ever heard of, you know, people that have SS? The sickle cell is in their blood. There is treatment for sickle cell. Now, what they do is, even though it's in high technology, they take them to the lab and then they drain their whole blood. and then put a new blood in them. That is an AA blood. And then work on the, because the cells are developed inside the bone marrow. Is that correct? And they do it. That is bone marrow, what you call bone marrow transfer. Praise the Lord. When we are born into God, what we say is, let's say the gene of your father, our genetic constitution is like our parent. Bible says when we are born, we are regenerated. That means we receive a new gene. Do you understand that scripture? That means we are no longer like our parents. And then we are totally a new creature. But the issue is, what part of us is a new creature? Is it our spirit, our soul, or our body? Our spirit. You get that? So the change happened where? Only in our spirit. Are we together? So I want you to know that very, very important. When we are born again, our spirit is totally under. Who are you really? You are really your spirit. Can you see that? That means you have truly changed. But the issue is that your spirit is trapped in your soul and in your body. That is the first thing I want us to understand and to remember. Are we together? Once we are born again, our spirit is sealed back to back with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. We are totally brand new. The second thing I want to understand is true snares. If you are a King James Bible reader, are we together? There is a word you always see, like I often say, it's S-N-A-R-S. It's called snares. Are we together? Doors can be opened through our soul, and then the covenant or the errors of our father will begin to affect us. It may not affect your spirit, it may affect your soul. Don't forget that what will affect your soul or affect your body affect you. Because your spirit is limited to your soul and to your body. Do you understand that? Now, what is a snare? When you read 1 Timothy 6 verse 9, Joshua chapter 23 verse 13, Ephesians 4 27, a snare is generally a trap or a doorway or a door you open into something. Do you understand? Let's say if there is a generational cause of barrenness in a family, there is a demon that is responsible for barrenness in that family. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Then how will a demon get your life now that you are born again? Now you will notice that that family that has barrenness as a pattern also have a character problem. Some of them will have, they may have promiscuity. Almost all of them are promiscuous. Together. Or you see that a pattern of lying, or a pattern of excess anger, or a pattern of stealing. There is always a door that a demon used to enter a person. A demon just cannot disappear and enter a person. No, you have to consciously open a door. Maybe it may be conscious or unconscious, but you have to do it. Are we together? So what we call snares in the King James Bible is what we call doorway that you open to the devil into your life. And then when you open that door, the devil will come in, and then that pattern that you saw in your father, or you saw in your mother, or you saw in your lineage, begin to work in your life. Why? Because you open that door. Are we together? You open that door. The same mistake that your father did and brought that demon, or your mother, or your uncle, or your grandparent did, and brought that door, the same door. That way you discover a particular character problem with all of them. Because is there any challenge? It's that same character channel that the demon will use to get into you. Praise the Lord. So truthfulness and then compromise will open up doors. The devil will set traps for you consistently, consistently, consistently. And then when you fall into that trap, the devil will get in. Are we together? Are we together? Now, the third thing I want you to know is that there are many what we call, there's a book by E.W. Kenyon, New Creation Realities. Are we together? Now, there are new creation realities, but the Bible says, we have to consciously open our mouths and then enforce those realities into our lives. Do you understand? In Romans chapter 6 verse 11. Romans 6:11. Hallelujah. Please, I'd like us, all of us, to read it, because today's teaching, I believe, is very, very strategic. Romans 6:11. Romans chapter 6 verse 11. Hallelujah. Are we there? 1, 2, 3, let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you know what it means? Is that I have paid your school fees. Now you go to the school and tell them, yes, my school fees have been paid. Do you understand me? It's like you are affirming what has been done. You are reckoning, like you are affirming. You are affirming that this was done for you altogether. So now God, the Bible says we are healed, we are healed. Now it's our responsibility to verbalize and affirm, I shall not die, but I will live to declare the works of the Lord. Altogether, it's our responsibility to affirm that by his stripes I have been healed. It's our responsibility to affirm that himself took away. He took away my pain and my sorrow. Altogether, it's our responsibility to say that we be in health and prosper. What we are doing is we are affirming the finished work of Christ. Altogether, it's our responsibility to say that I am blessed, I am prosperous, I am advancing. It's our responsibility to affirm that I am the righteousness of God. Altogether, so once we are saved, and then that is the same as we have to affirm that I have been regenerated. I am no longer of the Adam's lineage. Altogether, I am cut off from any possibility in the Dodas family or the Adam's family. I am cut off from what happened to my dad. I'm cut off from what happened to my uncle. You have to verbally, consciously reckon it. Altogether. Say, I don't belong to this lineage again. I belong to what? A new lineage. Altogether. So you have to verbalize consciously, even though it's a reality. You have to verbalize it. Praise the Lord. So you have to what? Conscious ability and decision to enforce it. The fourth thing I want you to note about generational transfers is both strengths and weaknesses can be transferred. Are we together? The strengths and weaknesses can be what? I will give you some examples. Hallelujah. Remember in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Timothy 1 5. Both strength. The strength can be transferred and the weakness can be transferred. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Let's read it together. When I call to remembrance, altogether, the unfeigned faith that is in you. That is Paul speaking to Timothy. The faith was in Timothy. Is that correct? Which dwelt first. It was first in your grandmother, Lois. And thy mother, Eunice. Do you understand that pattern? The faith was first in who? Who was that? That means his grandmother was the one that had that faith. And then she transferred it to Eunice, his mother. Is that true? And then his mother now transferred it to the third generation, Timothy. Do you understand that now? Now it could be a system of belief. That is a belief in Christ. Lois first accepted Christ. Eunice accepted this. It was transferred down together. That is a strength. You see, if you read in 1 Chronicles 12 verse 32, the Bible says we are talking about all the sons with S of Issachar. All of them were men that had the discerning of time. That means all of them had the ability to discern time. That means if you meet any son, any person, and you say he's from the tribe of Issachar, this person knows what Israel ought to do. All together. So some strengths that our parents have, we can tap into them. Altogether, and some weakness too, you can receive them. So both strength and weaknesses can be received. So you see that it's wise now we're looking at how to break from any weakness that we notice. And then now how to connect to any strength that we notice. Do you understand? If your father has a creative ability or he has any skill that is favorable, you can receive it into your life. Altogether? Yes. You cannot tell me there's nothing about your father you admire. There's something. Altogether, there is something our parents that we admire. Number 15, finally, and then we'll go to some examples. You know, sin is self-punished. When I sin, it's self-punished. But the consequences may affect others. Do you understand that? What that means? Sin is what? Self-punished. But the consequence must affect others. Like, don't forget it's our mode of concentration. Like, if you fornicate, altogether. Now, the fornication, I am the only one that will reap the benefit. But if you are married, it will affect your wife. It will affect your children. It will affect the person you did that fornication with. Long run. Altogether. You will receive the punishment for the consequence. Not only you will suffer. I know of a family that the father was a banker, contracted HIV in the early days of HIV, came and infected the mother unknowingly. The mother and the father died in the space of 3 months. The children became orphans, couldn't pay school fees, children that were living in affluence altogether. Now, the children didn't sin. The father was a warder. He received his punishment. But the consequences affect everybody, or a lot of people. So when you anybody falls into sin, he alone will be punished. But the consequences may affect others. Altogether, now our leaders have done a lot of things. They are the ones, when they stand before God, God will not ask me about how did you make this law in the parliament. But the consequence of their law is affecting me. Do you understand that? Do you remember the story of Achan? When Achan stole the acrostic good, he was the only one that did it. But the Bible says himself and his family, all of them were stoned and a heap of stones was uncovered them. So Achan did it, but the consequences affected others. Praise the Lord. Do you remember Nadab, Abiham, and Abiram, 200, when they rebelled? They were the ones that rebelled, but their whole family were wiped up. So you see that is what sometimes we didn't commit the crime. It was not our weaknesses. Our grandparents did it. They did it, but you see that the consequences is what we are facing. But there is a way to be free from the consequence. Are we together? You know, I was talking with somebody on Sunday. They were telling me about the family. All the father was in multiple marriages or something like that. And then all the sisters, most of them are ladies, nobody is married. Both the ones that are marriageable, most of the ones that are all, not single one. So that you cannot explain that beyond that is not natural. Do you understand me now? Now there may be a covenant from the grandfather, maybe the father visited his friend or something and say, all your daughters are mine. You discover they grow and nobody is coming to marry them. In the realm of the spirit, guys see them as male, or if you come to marry them, you always attract the wrong person. It just doesn't work. You can have 30 children at home, but you cannot marry. Altogether. Now, they didn't go to the native doctor. It may not even be their father. It may be ancient generation. I've heard of many villages in this country that up till day 21st century, one of us was telling me that in this village, that they don't kill snakes to today because they have covenant with snakes. Snakes walk in the free, in the compound. That is a covenant with a serpental spirit. Altogether. You cannot explain that there will be a pattern in that kind of atmosphere. These 21st century people don't even know how a shrine looks like. Most of them have never been to a shrine. They have never made any covenant. But the effect of what their parent did or their grandparent or their ancestor did is affecting 10 generations down the lane. Are we together? Yes. I want to give you some example of pattern in the Bible. You can just listen to me. The first one, I'll give you Old Testament examples and then New Testament example, how we apply. I'll give you the first man that brought salvation or Judaism is Abraham. Altogether. Now, if you notice, there are five things that were peculiar to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then when they split it to 12 tribes of Israel. The first thing you'll notice is that Abraham had a particular spec for beautiful women. They always liked beautiful ladies. But we say Sarah was beautiful, so that even in her old age, kings wanted to have her. Do you understand that? That was the same way Rebecca was. When Isaac saw her, she was a very beautiful lady. Do you remember the story of Jacob? When Jacob went and then he saw Rachel. Rachel was beautiful. Got his attention. She said that the father liked a particular fine, beautiful lady. Isaac also, Jacob also was the same thing. Who was the firstborn of Abraham? Ishmael. How did Ishmael end? Didn't end well, right? Who was the firstborn of Isaac? Esau. How did Esau end? Who was the firstborn of Jacob? How did Reuben end? Can you see the same thing? All of them, the firstborn became major concerns. You cannot but explain that this is a pattern. Are we together? Now you notice that Abraham lied that Sarah was not his wife. Isaac lied. Rebecca was not his wife. When he got to Jacob, he didn't only lie. He became a professional liar. See that there was a lying pattern down the lane. How did you get that? The father was like, grandfather was lying. Abraham, Isaac was lying. Jacob was lying. How did you get that? Sarah was barren. True? Rebecca was barren. Is it true? She was barren that Isaac had to pray for her before she gave birth. Rachel and Leah, both of them were barren. Until when God noticed that Leah was hated, then God opened her womb. The Bible says all of them were barren. See that the wife of the grandfather was barren. The wife of Isaac was barren. The wife of Jacob. See that, that is a pattern. I want to tell me now. I see the similarity. Now, after Jacob, that was when Israel came up. That was why the children splitted. So that was, maybe that was why the equation could not continue again. It would have been a chain reaction. Are we together? Another example I want to give us is the woman in the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 12. The Bible says she was going, that's a New Testament example. Well, let me give you first of all, before that, another Old Testament example where we call the Rechabite. In Jeremiah 35 from verse 2 to 18. The Rechabite was a generation that didn't drink wine altogether because their grandfathers told them not to drink wine. So all of them don't drink wine. Altogether. So anytime you meet the Rechabite, you can be sure this one is not a drunkard. It don't drink wine. They passed it down for years, years, years. Not without a law, just by word of mouth. Nobody could drink alcohol. Altogether. Yes. No, the New Testament example is the woman with the only son in Luke chapter 7 verse 12. I remember the first time my eye was opened to this from my father, the Lord, to the Paul nature, when he said, the woman had her only son and she was going to bury him. The only son was died. All together? Was dead. And then I remember when he said, there is a spirit of premature death in the family. That was why her husband could not survive. He died. His son too could not survive long. All the male are cut off. I have a very close friend. Told me that in his father's sight, you don't cross 50. All the males don't cross 50. The one that survived to be 50 in his 50th birthday, all the rest died before 50. The one that survived on his 50th birthday, he went to church with his wife, came back, he was healthy. So the wife said, let her go and buy vegetables, let her come and cook. When she came back, she met his head bowed on the table dead on his 50th birthday. Yes. Have you met family that they don't cross a particular age? At this particular age, they are dead. They die. One will die by accident. Any maid, they will just die. It's practical, it's life. How you get that? Yes. So there are patterns like that. The other example, another New Testament example I have is the one I told you about Timothy, about his Eunice. It's Lois. So transfer from generation to another generation to another generation. Hallelujah. Now, how do you know a transgenerational weakness? Something you are struggling with. How do you know that this thing is not just only me? It's transgenerational. I want to give you three ways to know. All together. The problem you may have, you are thinking, Lord, I'm battling with this thing. It may not even have started from you. It could be something that you inherited unknowingly. Are we together? Something that you are struggling and say, this character is bad. Some children, good children, grow up at a particular age, they lose their senses. They cannot think logically. A very well-disciplined boy, at a particular age, become promiscuous. A spirit made it to happen. That was the way his father was, at a particular age, became promiscuous. That was the way they could not explain it. Are we together? Yes. So certain characters, problems, certain weaknesses that many of us or some people are suffering may not have started from us. All together? So how do you know that this issue is not just me, it's transgenerational? You have prayed about it, you have done it, but you discover that the thing seems to look above you. There is a way to discern. There are some that you are the one that initiated them. All together? But there are some that are transgenerational. Because the way to solve it is you must know that this one is not just me. Now, observe prevalent pattern in your families. Examine what? Prevalent patterns in your family. Now, the Bible says in the matter of two or three witnesses, a matter is what? Established. Bible says, I come to you two or three times to bear witnesses. Look at your dad. Look at his uncles. Look at his brothers. Look at his sisters. Altogether, how do all of them behave? Look at your mother's side. Look at her sisters. Look at them. How do they behave? Altogether, observe the pattern in their life. You'll be able to know a lot about the thing that is happening to you currently. Altogether, observe them. Look at the pattern. This one didn't marry. This one married at this particular age. This one there has all her children are like this. All is like this. Look at the both sides. You must use your eyes. You must observe. When it happened once, you observe. When two people have the same stories, all of them died by machine accident. When you have three people die by machine accident, you should suspect it. I don't know if it makes sense to anybody at all. When you have three people left their marriage because your husband cheated on them, three different people, you suspect it. Altogether, when you have more than three cases of a particular thing and it's always the same, all of them, their children are like this. This child, and then one is in Lagos, one is in Abuja, but the same story. Altogether, then you suspect that something behind the scene is working. Altogether. None of them have male children. None of them have female. Or a particular thing. You need to observe. Look around. You know, God taught me this thing earlier on. And then it has really helped me and helped my family. There are patterns of late marriages. On one of the sides, the ladies don't marry. Even if they're married, they don't stay married. I have to observe it. And then one day I called the family. I told them, this is what is happening. And I asked my dad to pray and break it. And then together, I called for general family, and we have to do it because you have to look around. I observe that this particular set of people, they don't make this particular money. There's a particular limitation, like, and you observe it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Altogether, once you observe that kind of thing, you know there's a pattern. If it's not yet happening in your life, maybe you're not at that age. Because some things start happening at particular ages. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Some things are programmed. You'll be free to when you are 25 to when you are 30. So when you are 40, that will cut up with you. Praise the Lord. So you observe the pattern. Observe. Sit down and look at. Know about your family. Ask your father's story. Altogether, ask your mom. Know about them. Observe their children. Observe anything that discover that. Because sometimes it may not be the condition. The spirit is stronger than the condition. Praise the Lord. Number two thing is what we call by the spirit of discernment. Discernment is more stronger than observation. Praise the Lord. By the spirit of discernment, you know that this is the reason why this is like this. By discernment, then you can pray to Holy Ghost, Lord, this is that I'm struggling with, this weakness, this thing that I'm vulnerable with. Is it the weakness I've inherited? Now, if it's promiscuity, you may not know because your father will never tell you he was promiscuous when he was young. Is it true? You may not know. You may not know. If it's your mother was promiscuous, you may not know. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, some of our mothers stole our fathers from another girlfriend. Or your father may even see it. It's a true reality, but just that you don't know. And I'll never tell you that. And then that person may have laid a scourge. Your children will never marry, or your children will suffer the same thing. So every young girl, they keep stealing her husband. The guy wants to propose. After a while, her best friend steals them 2 weeks to wedding. 1 month to wedding. So maybe there comes something behind the scene. Altogether. Your mother stole your father from somebody and that woman gave a word. And the Bible says, a cause that deserves it will come upon you. You are innocent, but because you didn't stand to enforce those things, you have become a victim of it. Are we together? So by discernment, number three is by Holy Spirit revelation. The Holy Spirit can reveal it to you. That this thing you need to fight it. Hallelujah. This thing you need to do what? You need to fight it. How many of you know Archbishop Duncan Williams? I think he's the only living Archbishop that I know of. Is that really? Who? Wow, I don't know about that. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if he's an Archbishop. I don't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. If he is, then he should be the second one that I know. But I know generally Archbishop, when he's the Archbishop, is based is Duncan Williams. Duncan Williams' father or grandfather, multiple wives. His father's multiple wife and divorce. His father too, multiple wife and divorce. He too, Archbishop, another wife and divorce. So when he wanted to divorce the wife and marry another, God, the Holy Spirit told him that this thing, I had a video, I don't know if you have seen it, I had a video when he was saying it. So that this thing you are fighting is not just you. This thing is about your father. If you don't solve it, your children will continue. Do you understand that? Yes, the Holy Spirit told him that this thing happening to you is not just you. It's bigger than you. You have to fight it for your children. That's why he had to call the woman and say, let's settle. And then that was it. So discover that are you a bishop? You're not a bishop. He's not a bishop, he's an archbishop. At his level of impact, he was he vulnerable to that weakness. Do you understand that? Because it is a weakness, it's a pattern. Now the Holy Spirit revealed it to him and then he was able to solve it. If he didn't solve it, that his son would have done the same thing. Now that his son has to be very careful. The door that the father opened, he will not open it. If not, he will still be a victim. Do you understand that? Yes. So the Holy Spirit can speak to you and say, this thing you are going through is not just you. You have to pray about it. And when the Holy Spirit reveals anything to you like that, the Bible says, he, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. All together. So once the Holy Spirit reveals anything of that kind of a nature to you, it's something you take very, very serious. Now the Holy Spirit may not come and speak to you with an audible voice, my son. No. Listen to your heart. All together. Now that this word is coming to you now, the Holy Spirit knows that somebody has told you or his servant has told you that he can speak to you. He will come and talk to you and say, this thing, handle it. This thing, solve it. If not, it will limit you. It will destroy you. You will discover that you keep making the wrong decisions unknowingly. Discover that maybe it's like that. And then look at your father. When he had this opportunity, he missed it. When he had this opportunity, he missed it. Then you have to break it altogether. Discover that you keep doing the wrong thing and after a while, it boomerangs on you. Or discover that you keep choosing the wrong friends. So notice that your friend have I was listening to somebody testimony that his father just died and then his after some months, his friend, the friend of the father were coming to ask the mother out. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. So he had to learn it so that he will not make those kind of friends. Because unconsciously, you begin to choose those kind of friends without knowing. Praise God. Imagine having those kind of friends. Hallelujah. Now, how do you break forth? Now, do you understand what I've been saying? Now, I taught you about it and told you how you understand it. Now, once you understand it, how will you solve it? The first way is you have to be genuinely saved. Because if you are not saved, automatically you are a victim of that generational curse. Praise the Lord. Bible says, John chapter 1 verse 12, whosoever is born of God, to them he gave them what? Power to become sons of God. You're no longer sons of... You're no longer of that lineage. You're now a son of God. Altogether, you're now a new creation. Automatically, you are a victim of the lineage, of the curse. You hear about the Bush family. You hear about the Gates family. Altogether, you hear about the Kennedys. You hear about family. You hear about the Adams. You hear about who? Your family. Altogether, it's a line. You hear about family names. There is something attached to them. But once you are truly born again, you are disconnected from that. But if you are not born again, you are a victim. You can never break forth if you are not truly born again. Hallelujah. I just really pray that we'll have time to look at what is the meaning of true repentance this week. Altogether, you have to genuinely be born again. If you are born again and you are connected to an altar, to a shrine, you are not really born again. Your spirit man has to be really saved. Altogether, I believe all of us are fast this day, but the reason why I'm emphasizing is because you are not the only ones listening. Altogether, everybody has to be what? Genuinely born again. The second thing to do to break down, to break forth is a consistent lifestyle of consecration. Consistent what? Lifestyle of consecration. Consistent. Why does it have to be consistent? Because don't forget, I said that the devil is looking for a loophole. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Do you understand the meaning of that? Don't give him a chance. Give no place to the devil. Because if you give him a chance, or if you allow the devil, you look for allowances. Hallelujah. Give no what? Chance to the devil. Give no place. There's a Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8. The Bible says, he that break the hedge, the serpent will what? Bite. Have you seen that scripture? Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8. He that breaks the hedge, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whosoever that breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite him. Did you see that? Yes. So that means if you break a wall of defense, you are vulnerable, you open up yourself. That moment of iniquity will be the doorway for the devil to get to you. Are we together? And then begin to ignite the pattern ignite the pattern that you are broken self, you are free from. I believe that in this month of consecration, all of us will decide that this month will not, you know, all these things we look at every month is just to introduce the information and then to remind us and then to continue working. No, it's not after October now. We don't say, okay, it's no concentration. Then people will go back to sin. Is this true? No. The aim is that we'll consistently remain like that. Hallelujah. So a lifestyle of consecration, vow that you not defile yourself. Hallelujah. Because if you do, you open yourself up to demons. And then you become a pattern. Some people is true lust. I've heard of people that watch movies and then they open themselves up to demons. Praise the Lord. There was a guy that was a shooting last year in the US. The guy said when he was arrested, he said that he was watching war movies by 12 midnight consist for years. Did you know one day he carried a gun and went to a mall and fired? Is this 16 or 18 people? Unknowingly, yes. He opened himself up to demons. Altogether, unknowingly. So a lifestyle of consistent consecration, just like pornography can open you up to the demon of lust. Altogether, it can open you up to the demon of lust. Just remember the story of last Sunday. The man disturbing the woman four times a day and then locking her up. Then the pastor said he has opened himself to a demon of lust. Altogether. So exposing yourself. Now we say pornography is bad. Watching pornography, you open up yourself. You open up the door of your mind. And then a demon will come in. Altogether. So a consistent lifestyle of consecration. And then number three. Cut off from every weakness or a snare that you know that your parents have. Example, if you notice that your father have anger, intentionally work on anger in your life. Do you understand that? Cut off from every known weakness of your father. Now, as I'm talking now, I notice all of you, a lot of you are thinking, like you're thinking about a lot of things. Is it true? I can notice this, even in your face telling me that you're thinking. As I mentioned a point, you're thinking backward. Look at any weakness in your father. And then make sure that weakness will not be in your life. Because it could be the channel that the devil may get into you. And then cut it off. Are we together? Cut off from every non-weakness. If you notice that your uncle is promiscuous, or this person, a series of promiscuity, cut off from it. Decide not to be promiscuous. If you discover lying, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, decide you will never be a liar. How do you get that? Yes, cut off from it. Cut off from it. Because if you allow yourself to eat, the pattern will enter you. Like you'll be infected with the virus. Hallelujah. And then before you know, you'll not discover that in 10 years time, you have reproduced exactly like your dad. Hallelujah. That's why some children become exactly like their parents at the end of their lives. Because the way life is supposed to be, where all of us are supposed to be improvement of our parents. If you ended broke of your father, you see that nobody has built a house in that family for the past. There are people that till today, nobody have a house in the whole clan. I want to get that. Nobody even thinks about owning a house. There are people that don't, nobody has a car. Nobody has gone to school. I remember those days when I was in 111. When people used to come and testify when they got admission. I want the first for my line, for my clan to get admission. I said, Jesus Christ, what am I hearing? Have you had stories like that? Yes. Most of them from the West. I said, yeah, what is happening in this West? But the West are actually educated because in our place it was not like that because most of the people used to go to school. Our case is different than not altogether. But most of them come and say, I'm the first. I was like, really? How do you get that? Yes. Well, something is wrong somewhere. How do you get that? Something is wrong. Maybe they have ancient altars and they are connected. These people, they'll never be educated. So once you notice that nobody has crossed PhD in your family, vow you cross it. You see what I'm talking about? Notice that nobody has crossed this particular, nobody has gone to outside the country. Begin to look for visa. Yes. Break it. Break just. Do something that will break yourself. There are some people that they must not marry from another tribe or they must not marry from other tribes. Marrying from another tribe can be the end of that bondage. I had this friend from one apostle, Rema, when he said that his grandmother kept telling him, you must not marry from this particular tribe. Don't marry from this particular tribe. When he grew up and he fell in love and the woman was from Madagascar, he said that that was the woman and then he married her. So that was when his life changed. Because all the family are known to marry for a particular tribe. All together. So when you know Jesus said, you must just break loose intentionally. Not in the particular characters, particular problem, decide to break loose from all of them. Hallelujah. And then number four, which is final, number four is you renew your mind. Renew your mind with the word of God and remain prayerful. As you renew yourself with the word of God, you know that I am not of the Adams. Are you together? I am not, the Bible says we are in the world but not of the world. Are you together? You renew your mind. Renew it. Renew your mind. Renew it. You renew it. Constantly study the word of God. As I study the word of God, I discovered that that regeneration I saw in the word of God, that we have been regenerated. Are you together? We have a new gene. We have a new gene. We are all new creatures. Nobody, my spirit is world to world Holy Spirit. The devil can affect my soul and affect my body, but my spirit is untampered with. So my all I renew is my mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. So renew yourself with the word of God. Believe that ancestral causes cannot hold you. Believe it. Believe that what happened to your father is not permitted to happen to you. What happened to your mother is not permitted to happen to you. What happened to your brother is not permitted to happen to you. What happened to your uncle may not happen to you. What happened to your sister may not happen to you. So renew your mind with the word of God, because you're not like them. Are we together? I'm not like them. Stay, grandmother had cancer of the breast. Mother had cancer of breast. And then another lady said that she's beginning to get afraid of cancer. At a particular age, she had a lump. Yes. All of them are the same age. Same age. Cancer, 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 cancer. That time when it was happening in olden days, they don't know it was cancer. Are we together? Just like the other diseases now that are existing, but they don't know the name. And the doctor came and gave it a name. All of them have been having breast problem. Till her, when she was the age, she caught up with it. She had been having fear. Until she make, I remember one was sharing the testimony. It has been like that until she came to Dynamis, and then she was hearing the word of God, hearing the word of God, hearing the word of God. At that particular age, when the thing was supposed to happen to her, like a spirit used to come from the village, something like that. When it came, she had a revelation, and then she challenged it. Altogether, she challenged it, and then she got free. That was how she was. She broke loose from it. Apostle Aaron message, I listened to one of his, there's a message, 30 minute message, you call spiritual breathing. And that message, he shared the story of his family. So that in his family, he's from a family of diabolism. His elder brother was studying medicine. You see the message you want to write? Don't worry, I can give it to you. Yes. His elder brother was studying medicine in University of Jos. At 31, they brought him back home. Mental problem. He was schizophrenia. Mental problem. His elder sister, at 31, was in Abuja. She marched a child. Her leg became double. She was brought back home. So when he noticed it, and then he was, thank God, he went to campus. He met God and started speaking in tongues. All together. So when he was about 31, is it 31 or 30? 30 or 31? He was going to a prayer place with his friends, and then a particular bed was coming, and then he began to pray in the Holy Ghost, because demons and demonic spirit keep time. They don't, when they say it's 20, that 20 night, the demonic spirit will come. They don't, their spirits come and activate it in your life. So that as he was praying in the Holy Ghost, praying, the bed fell and died. That was how he got free from that. You see? That means you must be renew your mind and then be prayerful. Certain things that will caught up with you at a particular age, your prayerfulness will break them. All together? And you'll be permanently free from them. Now, number five is the force of spirituality. The more spiritual you are, you'll be free. Hallelujah. Your spirituality is just like your temperature will not permit the demon to survive in your body or in your atmosphere. Romans 8:13, like I often say, the Bible says, through the Spirit we can mortify the deed of the flesh. Through spirituality we can neutralize anything that is demonic in our life. Are you together? Your spirituality can kill every force. See that if you are spiritual, you discover that the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Self-control. Automatically, if anger is the problem, your spirituality will solve it. Is it not true? If you are spiritual and you are very, very clean, the fruit of the Spirit is developed in you, and then the problem is promiscuity, you discover that self-control will be able to solve it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So your spirituality has automatic remedy to the solutions. The fruit of the Spirit is an automatic remedy to a lot of solutions you may have. The more you develop them, you'll be able to solve those things even unconsciously. That is why you can come to a church. You know, Dr. Paul Enetche said one time, he asked a question. People that came to him for counseling. Say, if you attend the Dunamis Church, lift up your hands. Say they were less than 10%. Then he noticed that in his ministerial experiences, over 70 to 80% of people that ever came to him for counseling don't attend his church. Then he said, why? Because in the church, the word of God that he teaches, just by sitting down and hearing him, most of them, their problems are solved. He doesn't need to lay hands and pray for any of them. By hearing him and hearing the word of God, when you come with a problem and then you just hear a word in your direction, I don't need to see the pastor again. I've solved it. Yes. So by hearing the word of God, because most of the problem will be solved. I want to get that. You remember when I talk about the deliverance power of knowledge? More than just once you know something, it will automatically deliver you. Automatically. I used to have an experience of something that anytime I enter the church, I think about something. But when I listened to Makandua recently, and then he shared about something, I said, this is it. From that time, the later I enter, he just came to me, I said, I just relaxed. Hallelujah. Automatically, without prayers, I was not rolling on the floor and vomiting anything. Just that knowledge alone. Are we together? So your spirituality can give you automatic deliverance. Do you know something about? Your prayer can give you automatic deliverance. And it will work in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to give you two counsel. Number one, Jeremiah 21 verse 29 to 30. What destroy your parent or your father may affect you. If you don't take it serious and then solve it altogether, not the block holes, not the problem, and then block them. Jeremiah 31 for verse 29 to 30. What does this say? The Bible says that the parent will not take sour grape, and the teeth of the children will be at edge. Do you understand what that means? The first time I saw that scripture, it really blew my mind. Hallelujah. Let me read it to you. Praise God. 29 to 30. In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's feet are set on edge. Hallelujah. Do you know what that means? Is mint to coke, and then I'm feeling the sweetness in my mouth. Is it possible? Or if you take something sour, I cannot feel it. Hallelujah. That is the way it's supposed to be, sir. Jeremiah 31, 29 to 30, sir. Jeremiah 31, 29 to 30. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. So, if you don't attend to it, they can drink orange and you are suffering now. You must attend to it and tell the devil, I didn't make any covenant with any witch or any babalo. I didn't build any altar. I didn't give a cattle. I didn't give a cow. Because what, just like when you sign a document in the bank, how many of you, when you collected your ATM, you read that before you signed? You read that statement, all those statements before you signed and collected. How many of you have ever read it? You have never read it. Yeah, you have read it? Okay, after I signed, okay. You read everything word to word. That means, yes. There are times of agreement. I mean, when you go to open an account, they just say, sign here. And all of us, you just sign and go. It's not true. Most times, I've never read it. For me, I've never. But later when you have problem with the bank, when you come, they say, but you sign, and then they read it to you. Yes. Intentionally. That's why it's barristers that will do that. There's difference between will and shall. There's difference between this. But you say, but you, they say, no, this is what you read it. Did you see this? Just sign now. That is the way it's happened. Most people that visit native doctor, the native doctor will not tell them the other side of the equation. You know that your children are now not yours. They will never know. Our parents fought wars, and because of war, they considered altars. How to get that? And then because they did, because of that, that generation just seeded out of the devil. You must consciously break it. Are we together? Number two advice I want to give you is consciously address every non-weakness. When you notice every weakness, consciously what? Consciously address it. Now, as I spoke to you, do you think about anything you need to address? Do you think about anything like that? Now, I want us to cut up our feet and pray. Hallelujah. I've been waiting for this day to share this word because somehow I have a witness in my spirit that all of us need to pray this prayer. I don't know, right from the beginning of the month, I've been preparing it altogether. So I believe there's an anointing to exempt us today. Altogether, to exempt us and then to serve. So, like your work is making you tired, right? Your prayer work. You can sit down. You can sit down. Yeah, I tell you, I can sit down. Hallelujah. I want first of all of us to reaffirm our commitment to Christ. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe in your death and your resurrection. I have you in my life. I am free of every generational curse. I am free of every lineage problem. I am free from every pattern. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I am free. I am free. I am free. Affirm me. Don't forget I told you to reckon. Is that true? Say, I am free. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. Father Lord, I am free from poverty. I am free from sickness. I'm free from first miscarriages. I'm free from bondages. I'm free from littleness. I'm free from smallness. I am free. 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 In the name of Jesus, I am free. Shakata palate kate. I am free. I am free. Liromante cabrandos kalira badash. I am free. Zila mandoro balande gede bregede regede malanosha. I am free. In the name of Jesus. Now begin to verbalize any weakness that you know. Verbalize it and pray about it. Hallelujah. I want to pray for us in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, thank you for the witness of your spirit. Thank you for putting this word in my heart. Thank you because I know somebody needed it and I need it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we affirm that we are free from any covenant that the devil has made with our ancestors, any mistake they have made. In the name of Jesus, we consciously close any door in our life that we have opened. I pray that, Lord, every door that we have opened for the devil into our life, we close them. In the name of Jesus, we close them. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every effect, every weakness of our fathers, we will not make the mistakes. We will not repeat them. We will not repeat them. In the name of Jesus, we are free from it and permanently free. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God has answered our prayers.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.